Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
.405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. It is wicked hot. 98 is the actual temperature. You start factoring everything else in. It is feeling like 106, 107. Just be aware of that. And we got a few days like this coming up. We have a vitally important election in the offing. We have had, in my humble opinion, four great years in my beloved Commonwealth with Governor Glenn Youngkin and Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle-Sears and Attorney General Jason Meares. And I want to see the great work of Governor Youngkin continue. Now, we have that opportunity, or we can say, Virginia should really be California East. It should really be New York South. I'm not willing to do that. I know what our Commonwealth is, and I know that Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears has been right there with Governor Youngkin for the last 4 years, working hand in hand every single day. So I am thrilled that she is my nominee for governor. I'm thrilled she's joining us here today. Lieutenant Governor Sears, good afternoon.
Well, Mr. Katz, how are you listeners?
We are all doing great. Are you kidding me? It's another glorious day in Virginia.
It sure is. I'm actually on my way to Bristol, Virginia. And as you know, there's a Bristol, Tennessee. And the last time I was there, well, every time I go to Bristol, I'm reminded about what happened on the last Democratic governor, Ralph Northam, where, remember, one side of the street was fully open, the Tennessee side. The businesses were thriving during COVID. And on the Virginia side, everything was shut down. Most people lost everything. It is a tale of two cities, one under a Republican and the other under a Democrat. Shut down our schools, shut down our businesses, shut down our houses of worship. It's all about control. We're not going back to that, Jeff. Nobody wants that. That's why my opponent is in trouble.
She has doubled down on it, though, as you know, and what she wants is complete and total government control of my life, of your life. And this is the part that really just rocks my world, Lieutenant Governor Sears. She is apparently all in with illegal aliens and the gangbangers. It just makes no sense to me.
And most people will hear that and think, surely that can't be true. But you know what? Don't believe what we say. Believe her voting record. So don't believe what she's trying to do now, which is to sort of remake herself into this moderate. And I noticed that the mainstream media is trying to help her do that. But here's my shocked face, Jeff.
Yes.
I can't see over the radio. But she voted against the Lake and Robinson Act. It simply said this. If you are a criminal and you're here illegally, you got to go home. You need to go back. We don't need any more crime in this neighborhood. You need to go. You said you came to America for an opportunity, but all you're doing is taking the opportunity to prey on us. And by the way, they go back to their very same community and prey on them. So even those immigrants want them gone. And we're talking about serious crimes that she said, no, let them stay here. We're talking about pedophiles and rapists and murderers. Why would we want that? Do you know, Jeff, we have 900 illegal criminals in our jails right now, and my opponent believes in sanctuary cities. We want them out of our jails because that's still using our tax dollars that could be utilized for other things. And by the way, since Trump came into office, because we can now work with a president who actually wants law and order, we have found in Virginia, working with ICE, 500 criminals who don't need to be here. And the number three was found of MS-13 right here, as well as other transnational gangs. This is my opponent. We cannot afford her.
You know, we definitely can't afford her. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears is joining us. Lieutenant Governor Sears, let's talk about what you have accomplished working with Governor Youngkin. You know, we've got this odd system in Virginia. Some places have it, some places don't. We elect this one, we elect that one, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes, well, whatever. So Governor Youngkin has achieved such great things in these past 4 years. And I got to say, I have invariably seen you right there with the governor, working closely with him. And if I'm understanding correctly, you're saying, hey, we're in a pretty good place. Let's protect it. Let's defend it. Let's grow even more.
And you see, this is her problem, that nobody on the mainstream media side who's trying to protect her is asking her, because she said to 500 members of the Chambers of Commerce in January, because I had to go before them and present myself as well, but she said to them that she is going to continue the successes of a Republican administration. I mean, after you laugh really hard about that, you realize that her ideology would never have gotten us here. That's number one. But our success is so self-evident that even she can't argue with it, and that's her problem, because she was never at any of the tables when these deals were made. Nobody ever called her and apprised her of certain things and asked her opinion. Nobody ever asked her about any of this, so how is she going to continue it? Her ideology says more government, which means more money out of your pocket in the form of taxes in order to pay for more government. Her ideology says more regulation, because she knows best how to control everything when we're trying to get rid of these burdensome regulations which destroy jobs and force businesses to go look elsewhere to other states. Her idea is to raise the minimum wage. My idea is to say, no, let's raise a career, because no matter how we raise the minimum wage, you will never have the opportunity to let's give it a career. We have those jobs. Let's do that. She is so wrong for Virginia. She's too expensive. She's going to destroy everything that we've already attained. And there's still more to be attained.
There absolutely is. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears. Just today, the governor was down in North Chesterfield, that 84 lumber operation, talking about having gotten rid of 25% of these onerous, over-regulatory measures. Obviously, that would continue with you as the governor. Talk about the right to work law as well, because that's something that brings so many jobs to Virginia. And you know, your opponent, once again, trying to thread that needle and say, well, I'm in favor of it and against it at the same time. How you can do that, I don't know. But you're full on.
Let me tell you how you can do that.
Yeah.
As a Democrat, as a Democrat, unfortunately, a very extreme Democrat, because it's not all Democrats, but her in particular. She could say one thing and also believe another at the same time. It's a trick. Because here's the thing, she has, I guess she's really wild, Virginia Free, because what has she said? That, well, she's told them she's going to support right to work in some form or fashion. But here's the problem. She said before a television crew that the right to work law has been an old law and it's been altered and reformed over time. It's an absolute lie. That law has been enacted since January of 1947, but Jeff, it's never been altered and it's never been reformed. So she says she's going to support a reform of it. The only way to reform that right to work is to get rid of it. And as a matter of fact, she also said in that interview with the TV crew that notably in Virginia, no bill was brought this year to get rid of it. Well, that's a half truth, which is a full lie, because what was she didn't say was Republicans brought a bill to protect right to work in Virginia in the Constitution, and it never saw the light of day because the Democrats killed it. And what does right to work say? Simply this: I am not going to force you to join a union. You will make that decision on your own. And yet, when she was in Congress, and she could hide among the 535 other congressmen and women, she voted to force every single state, everybody in the state, to be unionized. That means it's a tax. You look at your pay, every time you get pay, the union gets pay. And if you're going to keep this job, you're going to pay the dues. That's a tax. I don't want that. I want you as an adult to make that decision. And we will lose jobs because the businesses will get up and go to the 26 other states that protect your right to work.
Hey, speaking about taxes that I hate, and it's actually a longer list that I care to share, but we all agree, it seems, everybody hates the car tax, and yet the other side says, well, we once again know better what to do with your money than you do.
I tell you what we do. How about we say, if you want to keep paying the tax bill, you do that. But let me make a decision for myself. You know, there's a little box on the IRS form. Anybody remember that? And it says, if you want to pay more taxes because you feel you haven't paid enough, check here. Why don't you all go do that? You all go you check there and you leave the rest of us alone. We are the ones who work hard for this money. People work hard for their money. Why would we want to keep taking money from them? We can't do that and have a robust economy. And that's why I'm glad about this bill passing with the ability to keep more money in our own pockets.
It's vitally important. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears joining us. And Lieutenant Governor, one of the questions I get all the time is, where do we get signs? I got to tell you, it's been tough to get your signs. I just finally got one today. It's out front so that everybody that passes by will see. But we have a lot of people that want to make visible their support for you. We've got, I know in our 5th Congressional District, my buddy John McGuire and Scott White and Buddy Fowler and some other folks were out there. They got all the big signs up. But a lot of us in the neighborhood, we'd love to have them as well. So what's the best place for people to reach out to your campaign to help you out to get those signs?
Yes, I just want to thank everybody for wanting signs. It's a wonderful problem to have. When I tell you that we've got 40,000 signs, you're not going to believe that, but we do. And we just keep ordering them in the tens of thousands. We just ordered another 20,000. And we just can't keep enough signs because people want them. So that's a good problem because it means that people want everyone to see that they support me because they want common sense and they want their neighbors to consider that as well. And I've got to tell you, I've had enough Democrats that my opponents should worry that they like the status quo of what's happening in our economy. And again, she was never there to help make us where we are today. So just go to winsomesears.com. And click on it. Signs, more signs are coming in. As soon as they come, they're gobbled up. We even have billboards now to try to keep up with it. And, of course, we're doing radio. We're doing TV. We're doing quite a bit. You know, speaking of, it takes money to do all this. And so, please, when you go to winsomesears.com, please make sure to help me out and put a donation, whether it's 5 or 10. You know, Jeff, we have gotten over $1 million. Simple $5 and $10 and $15 donations. That just goes to show you how much the people care that they want Virginia to stay Virginia and not be Maryland. Do you know in Maryland, the Democratic governor there has increased cost of living 22% just by the stupid green energy alone, as well as raising their taxes because, of course, if you are extreme left-wing, you're not going to see where you can cut. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. And, you know, the lead stories invariably for a lot of the legacy news media outlets, as you know, and let me remind everybody, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears is joining us. The lead story is, well, your opponent, ma'am, Abigail Spanberger, has more money than you do. What they don't note is that they're coming in from out of state. Those dollars are coming in, $1 million here, $1 million there, from these extreme left-wing groups out of state. But people in Virginia are looking at this, clearly they'd like to have a Marine in the executive mansion.
Well, let me tell you, remember, Democrats are always going to have more money than Republicans. It's just the way of the world. But you know what we know how to do as Republicans? We know how to spend that dollar wisely. And that's what we're seeing. For example, even though history tells us that I have actually raised more money in the first quarter as well as the second quarter than any Republican prior to me, still she outraises me. But remember, Biden had, what, hundreds of millions of dollars? right? And then when Kamala came on the scene, she had $1 billion. She got $1 billion on top of the hundreds of millions of dollars that were already given to Biden. And she raised that in, what, 2-3 months? So they're always going to have more money, but we will spend the money wisely.
Good. Last question, because I know you're pressed and you're going down visiting Bristol and all that other good stuff, and you're traversing the Commonwealth. Every time I go online, you're somewhere else. Ballot security, because this was a big thing 4 years ago. You know that the election of Governor Youngkin, the election of yourself, the election of Attorney General Meara is in no small part due to the fact that Governor Youngkin was able to deploy a lot of these election observers, poll observers around the Commonwealth.
Yes.
Are you going to be in the same situation to make sure this thing is honest and right by the books?
So that's a good question. Thank you for that, because it reminds me that I need to let you know that the Republican Governors Association, speaking of, they have decided to release very soon, much sooner than they did with Youngkin, as a matter of fact, because remember, he was down by double digits when he first won the nomination, and so they told him, not a chance. But of course, once his numbers started coming up, then. So we have now over 500,000 that they've given us, and we already have access to millions more that they're going to give us. But it doesn't mean we still need help, friends. Please send in money. The RNC, the Republican National Committee, the chair, Mike Butley, he's already had an event for me where he was doing some training, and they've already begun to embed people here to ensure that everybody, you know, believes that the election is absolutely no problems with it. We don't want anybody to question it at all. And RGA is also bringing staff here. So, listen, we have cleaned up the voter rolls. Your vote will count. It does matter. Don't let anybody, you know, put you off and say, well, it doesn't matter what I do in voting because the nefarious actors are going to show up. No. Remember, the machines are not hooked up to the Internet. They are simply counting the vote. You're not using them to vote. They're just counting what you've already done. There are paper ballots that you have. We always can go back to the paper ballots to check. And we have removed people who were, thank you, Jason Meares, our great attorney general, who discovered that, 6,000-plus people had said they were not citizens of the United States. And we took them off the rolls, and he had to go all the way up to the Supreme Court for it to be upheld. Because, you know, we do have in the Constitution that says it. You got to be a citizen. It's not hard. So, and then, as I'm talking about it, we also got to make sure we get our lieutenant governor in, John Reed, because I tell you, Ghazala Hashmi is crazy. This woman is the one who put in the bill that said mothers are going to be called birthing persons. I don't know, Jeff. I haven't seen a birthing person card for Mother's Day ever. Call me what I am. I am a mother. I am a mother. I'm not a birthing person. Don't erase women, which is what the Democrats are doing, the ones who claim to love women more than anybody else.
It's horrible to think that there are folks listening right now, Lieutenant Governor Sears. They have daughters working hard, trying to get an athletic scholarship, and it's going to go to some boy who failed the softball practice, but all of a sudden shows up in the girls' league taking that scholarship. I got to tell you something.
And just imagine the girls. Imagine your daughter having to undress in front of a boy. You're a boy. Why? That's trauma. That's trauma that you're giving my child. Parents don't want that. My opponent also supports that. The whole ticket of them on the other side supports that.
Well, they're nuts. Listen, for the first time in a very long time, I think that people are paying attention. This is a very, very important race. We've had 4 great years. Again, Governor Youngkin at the top and you right there every single step of the way. And I say we need to continue this with Winsome Sears in the executive mansion. John Reed is our lieutenant governor. Jason Meares coming back for another 4 years as attorney general. And I just want to remind everybody, winsomesears.com, right? That's where they go for the signs, the donations.
Yes. Volunteer everything. We're doing door knocking. We're doing letter writing. We need your help. We need you to talk it up. Get a bumper sticker. And remember, we've got to get everybody in. We also need the House Don't forget the House. We've got to get the House in so that we can bring some kind of semblance of respectability back, because the Democrats, they're in total control on the legislative side, and they just run roughshod over Republicans. I don't care how you feel politically about things, but you've got to respect each other. That much let us do.
Absolutely. Listen, I know you got to run. I don't want you to get in trouble, because I love you and I want you there in the executive mansion. Thank you for being with us. Let's make sure we do this on a regular basis leading up to the election, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, and God bless your wonderful listeners.
Thank you so much. That is Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears. And for those who were concerned, what's she going to say? You just heard Lieutenant Governor Sears, maybe for the first time publicly, I don't know, said, hey, you got to elect everybody. She said, you got to elect John Reed, Lieutenant Governor. You got to keep Ghazala Hashmi out of there. Well, there you go. Jason Biari's got to come back as Attorney General. My opinion, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears slides right into the executive mansion, continues so much of the great work that she and Governor Youngkin were able to do for the last 4 years. And you got to make sure we've got the House of Delegates. It's a heavy lift, I know. But you've got somebody there, my humble opinion, who is telling you exactly what she's thinking. There is a plan right now, again, where you take three people doing the job and you replace them with three people who will continue doing the job or will have a mission that is exactly the same. Again, you like what's happened for the last 4 years with Governor Youngkin, Lieutenant Governor Sears, Attorney General Meares. That continues, as Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears said, with Governor Winsome Sears, Lieutenant Governor John Reed, Attorney General Jason Meares. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears was just with us. An extended conversation. By the way, Jerm, I think the Lieutenant Governor is in trouble with some of the people on her staff, because she was only going to hang out for a couple of minutes, but she stayed for about a half an hour, and I always enjoy chatting with her. I really do. I think she's right on those issues, and for those who were concerned. And I'm looking at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, will she say something nice about John Reed? Will she even mention his name? Yeah, she called on everybody to vote for John Reed for Lieutenant Governor by name. So hopefully that can take that little piece of whatever it is off the table, and we can all move on and remain focused on the big prize. That's my goal. And you know what's weird? And I have to share this before I get to my friend Steve Neal. I'm looking again at the James River Air text line. Somebody texted me and said, well, she still didn't say John's name. And I think, yes, she did. So, Germ, do me a favor. Find that and let's have that available so that everybody who thinks that she didn't say it can hear that she said it. Okay. Now, there are a number of books that I look at in my bookcase out here in the studio. I got some really solid books. I'm just looking right now. I'm looking at Toxic Boss Blues. I'm looking at Bearing Witness to Evil. And I'm looking at Rogue Justice. You may not have seen Rogue Justice as of yet. You've got Toxic Boss Blues. Hopefully you got the second edition of Toxic Boss Blues as well. Hopefully you've got a copy of Bearing Witness, written by Steve Neal and my buddy John Burkett, the crime insider at CBS6. But Rogue Justice is the latest from Steve Neal, and it is not just an amazing book. It's almost like a calling, a lifestyle. When you're right, you fight. And I'm happy to say that Steve Neal is joining us. Steve, thank you for being here.
Hey, Jeff. Good afternoon. Good to be with you again.
It is great to have you here. Let everybody in on this. Rogue Justice, it's now available. You got a big event coming up to help kick it off. But what is Rogue Justice? Oh, heck. What is Rogue? Who's a rogue?
Oh, it's a great question. You know, the subtitle of the book's When You Write, You Fight. And I think that's a good way to start out our description of it. All my life, you know, I've been a fighter. And especially when there's some injustice or something comes in front of you, it's a moral question or integrity. And sometimes you got to make a tough call. And this book, Rogue Justice, encourages everyone, all of us, to be rogue justice warriors. And that is when you're faced with a tough situation, you got to stand up and fight and do the right thing.
You've been fighting, as you say, your whole life, and remind everybody where that fighting was done, Steve.
Well, you know, I guess it's just my calling in life. I started as a child. I had to scrap for everything I had. As my high school career, sports career, I had to fight for that. Had to fight during my career. So I think it's kind of naturally involved. But with rogue justice, the thing that makes it so interesting is, you know, rogue is typically thought of as a negative term. A rogue is a scoundrel or a bad thing. And what I've done in this book, though, is flip that over. And I make a pretty strong case, I believe, for why those that want to achieve at the highest levels, those that want to do the best, actually have to go rogue when the situation confronts them.
Now, that's a very interesting perspective. Let me remind everybody, Steve Neal is here, retired captain out of the Chesterfield County Police Department. An amazing guy. His latest book is called Rogue Justice, When You're Right, You Fight. Steve, it's an interesting perspective that sometimes you have to go rogue. Now, you and I were both cops, and Lord knows you rose much higher than I did and got all sorts of hardware and the rest of it. But even I knew, especially as a lowly patrolman, these are the rules. That's what we said you have to do. That's what you do. How do you go rogue in an operation like that?
Well, you have to stay true to yourself. And, you know, I'll just give you one quick example about my police career, which, as you know, was local. But we had a chief that called me in one time and gave me an order, told me an instruction, this is what I want you to do. It was clearly outside my ethical parameters and something that I wasn't comfortable with, and I told him that. I said, Chief, I'm sorry, but I said, I'm not going to be able to execute this directive. I don't believe it's the right thing to do. It's outside my parameters. Now, the chief, of course, didn't like that. There was a high risk in that, and I ended up paying a heavy price for it. But the bottom line is, I had to stay true to myself. Something that wasn't right, I said, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Now, did I pay a price for it? The answer is yes, sir. Absolutely paid a price for it. But I knew every night that I could look myself in the mirror and I could sleep well at night because I did the right thing.
People are listening to this, Steve, and obviously they know something about you. You've been here talking about Toxic Boss Blues, both versions. You've been here talking about bearing witness to evil. But this rogue thing might be new for folks. So, again, as you point out, most people think rogue. They think, I don't know, there's something bad about it. Give us some examples. And that's what you do in the book, I know. But for folks listening, learning about it for the first time, give us some examples. Who would be a rogue that we would be familiar with?
Yes, sir. One of the things I do in this book, I list seven of the more famous people in the history of our world. And I use them to make my point. And by telling their stories, I tell a little bit about how they went rogue to do what they did. Just one, number one example that I use in the book is Jesus Christ. If you think about the life of Jesus, Jesus was always going against the politicians. There were a lot of people that didn't like him. There were people that tried to stop him. He sometimes had to get angry. He sometimes had to do other things where he had to get outside the box. But the reason why he did it is because he knew in his heart that this was the right thing to do, and he was willing to sacrifice. He was courageous. He was bold. And ultimately, of course, ended up costing his life. So Jesus is just one example. There are others like Harriet Tubman, Dr. Martin Luther King, and I've got seven people in the book that I specifically point out as examples of what I mean when I say rogue justice warriors sometimes have to rise up and do the right thing.
How do I know how rogue I am, Steve?
One of the interesting things that I've got, and I'm going to encourage all your listeners to go out there and take advantage of it, on my website, which is roguejusticewarrior.com, I've actually created a rogometer, a test that you can take. and it's going to tell you by your score what level of rogue you are. And those who take that test and those that score at the highest level, which is what I call fierce rogue justice warrior, I'll have a little prize for you. I'll send you something back in your email if you score at that high level on the test. So I'm going to encourage everybody to go out there to roguejusticewarrior.com, find that test, and just see how you score, see how you did.
I love it. One of the other things that you can find at roguejusticewarrior.com, roguejusticewarrior.com, it says it's under construction and coming soon, but Steve, everyone who takes that test, and I'm going to take it moments from now, and I'm hoping I score high enough, I want a shirt. How long are we going to have to wait to get the shirts?
Well, actually, I have some merchandise right now. I just haven't completed the stuff on the website, so got some Rogue Justice shirts, got some Toxic Boss Blue shirts, and a few other items. Some really going to be some nice merchandise, but that's the only part of the site that's still under construction. I'm working on it, and I'm going to get it out there just as soon as I can.
I love it. What about the book itself? Again, Steve Neal joining us, his latest book, Rogue Justice, and you need to fight if you're, you know you're right. It is so true and it's so consistent. I want people to read this book, Steve. I think it is so very, very important. How do they get a copy of the book?
Right now, I'm going to encourage you to go to my website. Again, roguejusticewarrior.com. You can buy the book from me. And if you buy it from me, I'll sign it for you and give you a personal copy and mail it to you. The book won't be commercially available like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and so forth for a few more weeks yet. And there will be a download version that's under construction right now as well, but it's still a couple weeks out. So go to my website. Just click order the book, any of that Rogue Justice or any of the others, and I'll be glad to get them to you.
All right. One more time, roguejusticewarrior.com is where you go to order the book. You'll sign it. You'll mail it out to people, roguejusticewarrior.com. It's also where folks should go to take the test, figure out how rogue they are. They should avail themselves of the merchandise. Steve, I think it'd be very cool for you to walk in someplace and see two or three guys wearing the Rogue Justice shirts. And for the rest of us who are familiar with that, walking into a place and seeing three or four guys wearing the shirt, I could be more comfortable in that place.
Well, and you know what? When you do that, I'm going to almost guarantee that some stranger, somebody there, is going to comment on that shirt. That's what I find when I wear it. Yep. So I've got one other thing I would like to mention to you that's in the book, if we've got a second. We have another second?
Yeah, I'm already over time, so I'm going to get in trouble anyway. I'm going rogue, Steve. I'm going rogue.
You're the man. You're going rogue. There's on the back cover of this book, I list a few things that kind of give the reader an idea of kind of what we're talking about. For example, I say here are some things that you might hear a rogue justice warrior say. One, no, we're not doing that. Two, break the law if you must to safeguard the principle. Three, do not hide behind illegitimate directives. Do not let fear silence your voice. Whether the powerful like it or not isn't the deciding factor. Rebel against injustice, do what others are afraid to do, and hell no, we're not doing that.
I love it. Steve Neal, I appreciate you being here, brother. That is Steve Neal, roguejusticewarrior.com. As Steve says, when you're right, you fight. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It's hot, and it's going to remain hot, and there you have it. Please keep Jeremy in your thoughts. Well, because I just screwed up his entire evening. Well, yeah, you know, went a little long. What are you going to do? But nonetheless, some great stuff this afternoon. Congressman John McGuire was with us. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, retired Chesterfield County Police Captain Steve Neal, his latest book, Rogue Justice. We'll get all of that up. And the reason that Jeremy will be there at the Radio Factory slaving over a hot keyboard until, I don't know, 11 or 11:30 this evening is because he's got to upload all this stuff, which is a pain in his rear end. However, for the rest of us, you will have the benefit of his hard work, which is good. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, 804. Jeff, Mark Warner hated Tiny Tim Kaine. Who cares if Winsome Sears likes John Reed? We just need to vote for both of them. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. And as Lieutenant Governor Sears said when she was with us, you need to vote for John Reed. I am just hoping that that will put some of this stuff to bed. I know there are a lot of people who are just not happy until they're miserable. And they've been all over this.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I get it. I also know that big picture here, you better think about preserving what we have done in the last 4 years in our beloved Commonwealth. You'd better think about what a CIA Abbey, as she's been dubbed, governorship would do. I don't want to live in California. I don't want to live in New York. I don't want to live in Maryland. And Spamberger, Hashmi, and Jones would turn us into a left-wing outpost. They would kill off the right to work. They would have boys in the girls' rooms. They would do all sorts of terrible, terrible things, and I'm just not going along with it. One quick question for you. I'm going to give you the answer at 5:05. Has anybody else seen the Abigail Spamberger J.R. Tucker High School television commercial? If you have, and you notice the giant, glaring untruth, some would say it's a lie, but I think untruth is so much kinder. But there is a giant, glaring untruth from Abigail Spamberger, shockingly, in her J.R. Tucker television commercial. If you've seen it and you know what it is I'm talking about, send me a note right now on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. My friend, good show. You should be listening. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.